There's one up the back here. Mr. Mayne, I believe.
Correct. Chairman, I presume you will be voting your 38 million shares in favour of the chairman, who seems to have no concern.
Do you have an issue with that?
I want to finish my question, if I may. I presume you'll be voting your 38 million shares in favour of the chairman, who seems to have no concern at all with this $55 million showering on...
Mr. Mayne, I think you've made your point. We've heard you. We've given you a lot of time. You've come at it from every conceivable angle. Do you wish to ask a question about the reappointment of Mr. Horsburgh?
I wish to speak against the re-election of Mr. Horsburgh, and I'll take 1 minute to explain why, Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we need to send one more message to Toll. They don't seem to get the message. When the demerger vote happened, the resolution specifically that gave Paul $8.5 million worth of cash, assuming this $35 share price, received 217 million votes in favour and 128 million against. It was a big protest at the time. Last year's AGM was an even bigger protest. The remuneration report, 246 million in favour, almost as big, sorry, 246 million in favour, 115 million against. A second major protest to this board on remuneration issues. And then today, it's got even bigger, 174 million in favour, 134 million against. If you strip out Paul's shares, it's break even. And clearly the performance we have seen from the chairman today, not knowing the detail, standing up and defending the indefensible, clearly he's too closely aligned to the management, and clearly he's not representing our interests. This board, these independent directors, need to be seeking recovery of some of this $55 million, which these options are worthless, absolutely worthless. We've all suffered a massive 70% haircut, and these executives got to sell out of their options, assuming the share price was going to double almost.
Okay, right. Your minute's
so,
up and you're repeating yourself.
So I would vote
no,
against the re-election of Mr.
Thank Horsburgh. You. Would you mind sitting down? Thank you. Right. Up the back. Thank you. Could you tell us who it is, please?
My name is Joe Bizet. I'm a shareholder and representing a number of self-managed super funds. I didn't come here to ask a question, but I think the way you looked at your watch while Mr. Mayne was bringing up a very valid point irritated me, to say the least. And I think Mr. Horsburgh should take the matter up further in relation to what Mr. Mayne is talking about. I have no knowledge until now of what Mr. Mayne has been talking about, and I certainly would like to know further about it. Secondly, many of us know, the whole world knows what the world is, the financial situation in the world. We in the super fund, small business, are suffering as a result of it. I think it's about time executives in all companies took also a haircut, as we all are doing without complaining, and at least listen to somebody like Mr. Mayne, who's obviously done his homework, and not treat him in the manner you've treated him. I really resent that. So please give him another chance if he still wants to talk about it. He's entitled to it, and he's acting for me. Thank you.
Are there any other questions, please?
Chairman, the last point I wanted to make, and I don't want this to get too heated, what I think has happened here is that we've been let down by our non-executive directors who needed to stop the CFO and the insiders from putting up this deal, and now, unfortunately, the non-executive chairman is defending what clearly, in hindsight, is the indefensible. And the other reason why I haven't got a lot of confidence in this board's ability to turn this around is that one of our newest directors is Barry Cusack. Now, Barry Cusack was the chairman of Oz Minerals when shareholders voted down a $10.7 million payout to Owen Hegarty. 60% voted it down. He turned around 2 weeks later and just gave him $8 million cash, just like that. So he gave shareholders a two-fingered salute after we'd voted that down, and he's now sitting here, meant to be representing us in this amazing situation of this... I can't see how the litigation won't flow. And one of the guys defending us has done that over at Oz Minerals. So we need a fresh chairman from outside to come in and clearly be a strong chairman. You are a terrific executive, Paul. You've created a lot of value, but you're also the largest shareholder and you're a very strong personality, as we've seen today. And I don't think Mr. Horsburgh, who was a CEO of a much smaller company, has got the goods to stand up to you and to take action on this situation. That's why we need to vote against Mr. Horsburgh and send a message about the need for renewal on this board, because this is the most outrageous executive pay rort I've ever come across, and it simply cannot be tolerated.